This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You have gotten the education that the government wants you to get. It is not a true education. It is not the truth, even. It's a generalization of things. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. In fact, your education was meant to demoralize you. Not so much at the youth level. It was for blacks. I'll tell you that. They wanted to demoralize me. The regular folks, non-blacks, they just said, hey, look, you're part of America. Black people, they went, you're part of America, but whoo, you had it rough, baby. You had it rough. That whole slavery thing and then lack of civil rights, man, I don't know how y'all do it, man. And then this white privilege. And they try to convince black people of the most nonsensical things. I'm born in America. I'm an American. That transcends all the issues that I could face worldwide. I'm an American, baby. Instead of us feeling good about that, we say, I live in America, but I ain't American. I ain't putting my hand over my heart. I ain't saying no pledge of allegiance. I will kneel because my brothers and sisters have been oppressed. By the way, oh, thank you. Another latte, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, right here, right here. Anyway, what I was saying, oh, yeah, totally, totally X when it comes to looking at America through the prism of what we've been taught, what we've been educated. And by the way, you white folks, you become complicit. You go, well, I can understand the plight of the black people. I understand why they hate the country. I do. I get it. I don't get it. If I was white, I wouldn't get it. I'd be like, oh, so where would you rather be, black American? Would you rather be in your homeland, in the motherland that Cory Booker cares so much about? That all the Democrats claim to care so much about? African, we got to respect the African-American community, the African-American community. Yeah, you tell me. Tell me, John McCain, about the African-American community, the African-American community, the African-Americans. They don't care about African-Americans anymore. They care about Africans anymore than they care about pygmy hippopotamus. They don't care. Yeah, but the education of it is, oh, they do care, Kevin. They do care. And let me tell you what an educator on the left wants. He wants you to feel honored to be in his presence. Yeah, whether it's a Democrat educating you on how stupid you are as a black person, how white privilege it is, come to my seminar. I'll degrade these white people and you'll feel like you're in the presence of greatness. Oh, look at what this white man said. See, Kev? Look at this white guy. They hold him up as like a little puppet. Look at him. Look at what he said. I have a right to feel oppressed, brother. Yeah. Oh, thanks, valet, for getting my car. Yeah, see, every generation of educators has been proven wrong. Oh, the world is flat. The sun revolves around the earth. There was a time when doctors practiced bloodletting as a cure for freaking bubonic plague and a bunch of other crap. They just drain your blood. Hey, let me take enough blood. That'll do it. Pluto, is it a planet or isn't it a planet? They don't even know. Is coffee good for you? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Edison, he invented the light bulb. Right? You believe that, right? That's what they told you. That's what you were taught. Edison didn't invent no stupid light bulb. Heinrich Goebel invented the light bulb. Yeah, Edison bought the incandescent bulb patent from Goebel's wife, I believe it was. The people, we're taught that. Edison couldn't get it to work. I know, you think you're smart. You've been educated. You've been indoctrinated. We are smart in certain things. I mean, we're not dummies, but we think we have all the answers. We don't have the answers. History is rewriting itself. And if you let leftists rewrite it, you won't even, you'll feel dumb. You'll feel dumb. You'll feel little. You know, I mean, forget just feeling, you know, this like an intellectual midget, uneducated. They will make you smaller and smaller and smaller at their own expense. Hillary Clinton will become a god if you leave it up to the left. Because they will misuse information. They will put what they want. I told you guys about this LGBT new history that's coming up. Mandatory in California. Pretty soon everybody in history will be gay. And so will your kids. They just won't know it. They'll be like, I'm gay. You go, no, you're straight. You're a dude dating a girl. Yeah, but I don't know. She professes to be a girl right now. But for all I know, she's transgender. Shut up. Enjoy your girl. There were 13 original colonies, right? The American flag, it's got 13 stripes. Representative of the 13 original colonies. But the problem is there's only 12. See, Delaware was never a separate colony. Delaware remained part of Pennsylvania until the Revolutionary War. Before that, the phantom colony switched between Pennsylvania and Maryland. But we're talking about the 13 colonies. Now, it's not a big deal. Maybe somebody thought 13 was a lucky number as opposed to an unlucky number. Who knows? Maybe it made the flag look better, Betsy. But there were 12 colonies. But what about the ones that do impact you? What about the history that's being remade? What about the history that's being written right now about Barack Obama? Lying, worst president in history. You think history's going to tell you that? You think, you know, what's going to go down about him? Do you still trust history? You get what I'm saying? These morons in education brag about how they're not going to educate your kids. And in fact, they don't even hide it. They don't educate the kids. Look at any school's scores, inner city school. Look at their scores and tell me they're educating the kids. They're not. Then, when they're not doing it, we need to get our scores up. If we had a little bit more money, we'd get our scores up. You give them more money, the scores don't change. So then they go, well, you know what? In order to get the next round of money, we're going to have to cheat. So they do. They openly cheat. I talked about Baloo High School. We graduate our black kids 100%. And then 100% of them go to college. Yeah, but why is it only 12% of them read at grade level? And why is it that this college, and I'm using my finger quotes they get into, only is supposed to enroll 300 and they only got 12 enrolled? That's how you bake the statistics. But they tell you, oh, no, no, it's the other side. The Republicans, they're hiding stuff. They don't want us to know about Russia. They don't want us to know about this. Let me tell you, if Mueller just decided that I'm going to go look into something else, you know, fake educate, whatever, he'd find there's so much evidence against him, they don't even bother to hide it anymore. The Russia investigation is a perfect example. There's so much stuff against Hillary Clinton, it's ridiculous that they're even looking at Trump. And now Bannon testified, no, he doesn't want to talk. They're not letting him talk. Talk about what? Coming back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
What do you make of the president? I didn't know you were going to say this, but we all know that he said he wanted those kids executed in that Wilding incident, where they turned out they weren't the guilty parties. They did not rape that young woman who was jogging that day. It was clear and chemically proven they were not guilty. Why do you think he'd want to execute people who were proven to be actually innocent? Why would he want to execute, end the lives of young people who were proven in this case to be innocent, actually innocent? Why would he want to do that?
Welcome back, everybody. That was Chris Matthews. And he just, I mean, how many times can you, why do you think he would want to do that? Why? They were proven innocent. Why do you think, I don't know. Let's ask Al Sharpton. Let's ask him with the Tawana Browley case. Let's see what he has to say. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Chris Matthews, James Clyburn's going to talk in a second. He's the member of the Congressional Black Circus, one of the clowns. And I'm telling you, when he answers, you're going to understand why I tell you these guys are circus clowns. Clyburn. It's funny to watch. But, or listen to in this case, but Chris Matthews, wow, what a setup. Three times in a roundabout way. Why do you think? So Trump's a killer. He wants these kids dead. After they were found innocent, he still wants them dead. You believe that? Do you think Donald Trump it would be told, hey, these kids are officially innocent. You want them dead still? Or do you think Trump would say, well, you know, hey, we were told that they were the guilty party. I'm glad they didn't. Obviously, I'm glad they weren't executed. But, you know, for acts that do occur like that, where they are guilty, we do need to kill them. That's probably something Trump would say. I mean, they want to paint this guy off as being so unhinged. Here's what Clyburn actually came back to say on this subject.
Well, you know, Chris, I think that there's a little thing that we talk about a lot, and it's already been mentioned on this show. There's one thing to have a base of support. It's something else to have base supporters. Those are totally two different things. I beg to differ with those who say that this president is doing things because to appeal to his base of support. No, he's doing things to appeal to his base voters. Those people who are ignoble in their pursuit of stuff. And I would ask any of your listeners to look it up, and you see a base voter is totally different from a base of voters. And that is what's going on here.
That's what's going on here. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, my goodness. I feel like Guam just tipped over. What is Clyburn trying to say? He says there's a difference. Look, I'm going to work this out with you because I've listened to this and I can't figure it out. He says there's a difference between a base of support. So I guess if we think about it in terms of a foundation versus base supporters, the people supporting the foundation, there's a difference. I guess if you put it in actual terms of like there's a floor and then there are people who hold the floor. Okay. But when we take it out of that context, explain to me the difference between I have a base of supporters and these are my base supporters. The only difference is a preposition of. This is how crazy these guys are. And he says he appeals to his base of support. He said to appeal to his base of support, he's appealing to his base supporters. And then he tells us, look it up. Look it up. Like, you know, go Google it. It'll be there with my picture on it. And you'll get it. You'll understand it. I don't understand it. Sorry, Jim Clyburn. I don't even know how to look it up. I don't know what to look up. There's a difference between a base supporter and a base of support or a base of supporters. Is that plural or do I leave it singular? I don't even know. I don't see a difference in any of this nonsense. I mean, what is he trying to convince us of? That Donald Trump doesn't really have a true core group of supporters or that he doesn't have a base of support? I don't know. I would love for him to clarify because here's what I'm going to tell you. Let's just cut to the chase here. He's wrong. Donald Trump not only has the support of a bunch of people, I'm talking mega millions of Americans who got him elected. I mean, that should be, Clyburn needs to be going back to that and reminding himself of watching Hillary Clinton's buttocks turn black and blue as Donald Trump just commenced to kick in the crap out of him. Because he wore her butt out on November the 8th. So I don't know what, was it based on a base of support or was it Trump's base supporters? But wherever Clyburn makes him feel good, Donald Trump won. Now, here's what I'll tell you. Donald Trump has been told, stop tweeting, doesn't work, be more presidential, all these different things they keep trying to get him to do. And you know what Trump says? Whatever. And he does what he does. Now, you're either one of the people that said, I can't stand the way he behaves, and I'm switching. Fine. Maybe that person exists. I'm not going to deny that. But I'll tell you this, I bet you the overwhelming group of people have said, you know what? I don't like the tweeting. I don't like that he doesn't act presidential. But this dude can get it done. I know there's a lot of those. I have people that I have the utmost respect for who were not Trump supporters. My own brother wouldn't vote for Donald Trump, didn't vote for Donald Trump. Within 2 months of Trump being in office, he called me and said, you know what, Kev? I was wrong. I got a buddy, former senator, lives in Colorado, who was an anti-Trumper. He sent me a note saying, Kevin, I was dead wrong. Now, I'm talking about staunch conservatives who were anti-Trump, my brother for religious reasons, my other friend because he just didn't think Trump acted presidential, blah, blah, blah. Both of them, mea culpas. I see them as really the barometer of what's going on out there. I heard he was a lefty anchor, news guy, not an anchor, and he made the comment, I got to admit, Trump's pretty impressive. That's what he said. I'm telling you, these guys can talk about base of support, base supporters. They can talk about appealing to white nationalists or whatever they want. But Donald Trump is going to get, they're going to get their clocks cleaned. And they're going to continue to try this nonsense around racism. Don't be surprised if you hear sexism again. Don't be surprised if you hear homophobic. Don't be surprised if you hear xenophobic and Islamophobic. They're going to keep trying. They're going to keep touching the fence to see if the electricity's on. And it's going to be on every single time until it kills them. Unbelievable that these guys are still trying the same old stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about truth up in here, baby. And in truth, sometimes you expose these lies, the lies of the left. A comedian, he said this: I love women, but I feel you can't trust some of them. Some of them are liars, you know. Like, I was in the park, I met this girl, she was cute, she had a dog. I went up to her, we started talking. She told me her dog's name. Then I said, does he bite? She said no. And I said, oh yeah, then how does he eat, liar? That's kind of a logic of the left in dealing with us. Maxine Waters calls Donald Trump a liar in every speech. He's a liar and he should be impeached. That's what she says. The left tried to present Donald Trump as being a liar. He would refute what they say and they go, liar. He's a liar. And Donald Trump would just say, I remember when I wasn't like even thinking about Trump as possible president. And Donald Trump would go, man, you don't get it. They are so disingenuous. It is crazy how much they lie. And I remember thinking, he really looks like a guy that's just saying, where are they getting this stuff? But he never got frustrated to the point of saying, you know what, I'm not going to do this. In fact, he got to the point where he was like, I'm going to make you guys eat it. But they painted him as a liar. Oh, he said this, that's not true. They got truth checkers, fact checkers, all kinds of stuff. Which, by the way, all of those are pretty much liars. But they got them all over the place because they monitor everything Donald Trump says. They can't let him get away with anything. Yeah. There's a saying, to be trusted is a greater compliment than being loved. Zig Ziglar transferred it into like a business thing. He says, if people like you, they'll listen to you. But if they trust you, they'll do business with you. See, Barack Obama was liked, but he wasn't trusted. Americans didn't want to do business with Barack Obama. He might be the guy that they go, oh yeah, I'd love to have him come to my house, have a beer with him. He's cool. He's so cool. I just like him. He's got such a great disposition and personality. Whatever. I don't believe any of that, but if that's what they believe, fine. I don't care. But they didn't trust him. Would you let Barack Obama babysit your kids, honestly? Would you let him run your company? Would you want to invite him to a fight? I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. Might have a beer with him. Even the people that like him, ask him, would you bring Barack Obama to a fight? Ask the average brother growing up in the street, would you bring Barack Obama? Think so. Ask the average parent, would you let Obama and his family take care of your kids? I'm talking about especially these white enablers that voted for Barack Obama. Ask them if they let Barack Obama take care of their kids for 6 months, a month, a week, a day. I'd rather let Jeffrey Dahmer take care of my kids. Oh, yeah, that'll get a couple of messages. Oh, man. Who do you trust? Trust truth. That's what we have to get to. Truth. Someone who thinks the world is always cheating him is right. Because he's missing a wonderful feeling of trust in someone or something. Because you know what? We search for truth. You don't look for the lie. I mean, if you're a conspirator and something's going on, you might. But for the most part, you're looking for truth. You want the people around you that you can trust and believe in. Man, don't you? Or is it just me? When I pick my staff, are they the best? I don't know. Some of them claim to be. But you know what I really care about? I care that they love what we do, that what our mission is. I believe they see that in me. At least I hope so. Trust and believe. I want to play this clip from Stetzer and Van Jones talking about Donald Trump. And when they said the word S-hole so many times. Here's that commentary.
It's notable that it leaked out, and we're going to talk about the role of leaks in a moment. But David, what about the idea that if anchors on this channel or other channels stand up for American values, talk about the Statue of Liberty, etc., that comes across to some viewers as if the press is the opposition to President Trump?
Well, and Trump, and you know what, Brian, Trump will play that. I mean, Trump and his people will play that, you know, play that as if he's being attacked. That's the price we pay for doing good, down-the-middle, honest journalism when we have someone like this in the White House.
I wanted to stop it there just so you could evaluate this. I could tell you this. That's CNN, Brian Stetzer, and he's with some guy and also soon to be Van Jones. And that guy's talking about CNN giving down-the-middle journalism. I had to break in just so you can understand what we're dealing with. Now let's play the rest of that clip.
And by the way, you know, usually when you do that, it costs you money. In our case, the people who are doing the best kind of solid, responsible, down-the-middle journalism, the New York Times, the Washington Post, are doing pretty well in terms of digital sales. And I think CNN's ratings are pretty good. So that we're not paying a price. We're doing God's work. We're righteous, and we're not paying a price for it when we have someone like this in the White House. Mm. And, Brian, one other thing I want to say, just beyond American values, standing up for American values. I thought CNN and MSNBC especially did a great job of when they told this story about that comment of showing a pattern of racist comments from this president. They put it in context, and they had like Jake Tapper's discussion with him about the judge of Mexican heritage who he said could not rule on his case because he was Mexican-American. And Jake Tapper said, is this not the very definition of racism? Just as Van did, and we have that continuum now. So I think some people who the first time he did something like this said, oh no, he's not a racist, that's just people being something. Now we have several incidents of this, and you see the pattern, and it's very hard, I think, for any reasonable person in this country to deny what he is. And like journalism is doing that, yes.
Some critics say 2 years ago this pattern was already obvious. Why did the press take so long to pay close attention to it? On the other side, you have a lot of people defending him, saying just calling him racist is an exaggeration, an overreaction. Man, what about the language here? Look, I've got an 8-month-old daughter at home now. I think about what she's hearing when the television's on. Did we excessively use the actual curse word in the coverage?
You know, I was very reluctant to use the term at first because, again, you do have that hesitation. And it has very little to do with, journalistic standards. It just has to do with being a decent person and not wanting to use offense. Yeah, decency. Right. Judges don't want to use language that might offend somebody who's turned on and watching. They might be shocked. But at the same time, it's shocking that these words are being used in the White House about whole countries and whole continents. That's much more shocking than some pundit, repeating it. And so I do think it's important that we not sanitize it too much. We have the opportunity to do so on cable TV to really tell it like it is. And, you know, I think we did the right thing.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The implication in that clip was that CNN stands up for American values, and they catch a lot of grief for it. So the president who says, make America great again, America first, is trying to tear down American values? And I love how the first guy says, normally when you stand up for yourself, it costs you money. But this has been the best solid responsible journalism out there, and they're doing quite well digitally. Washington Post. Washington Post is backed by a guy worth $78 billion, Jeff Bezos, who said, I don't care if you lose money. Just go operate. If they lose $100 million a year, Jeff Bezos is like, just do your thing. Because he's trying to bring down Donald Trump. New York Times, none of these guys are anywhere close to their profitability has been in the past. Nowhere close. And in fact, the only thing that makes them profitable is Donald Trump not shutting them down. I don't mean by executive order or, you know, some presidential decree. I'm talking about by saying, you know what? I'm only going to talk to Fox. You're only going to get my information out. Fox will have all my information in advance. He would shut them down. There would be nothing for those dudes, those other networks to do except to wait on Fox. Or if he said, I'm only going to give, you know, my tweets initially to the Black Sphere team, Kevin Jackson, I would be the biggest media source in modern time, right now, instantaneously. Wouldn't even need promotion. If Donald Trump wants to get after the media, and he does, he's got clever ways to do it. I don't know why he's not doing as much of it, but it could violate something for all I know. But I'm telling you right now, he's a one-man wrecking machine of the media. But I love how he then goes on to talk about, I love how they identified the pattern of racism, like when he said of that Mexican judge, that judge may not be fair. Really? See, this is the nonsense of the left. Donald Trump's already got the Latino population mad, and he says, look, I don't know if this guy's going to be fair. If he's a leftist appointed judge and he's one of these guys like A.G. Becerra out of California, you never know. They don't follow rule of law. They follow emotion. They follow what's most popular. They're hanging judges, frontier justice. They don't care about the real rule of law. That's racist, though. Anybody would have thought it. Only Trump has the guts to say it. And I could go on.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The president, I do not think, is a racist as we have traditionally known in this country.
But what is it, if you're racially uninformed and you're ignorant, what does it matter whether you're, but doesn't that make you racist by, and maybe you're just ignorant, you don't know that you're racist?
No, what it means, Don, is that maybe you have said or done some racist things unknowingly. It makes maybe what you said or done a racist act, but it's not an act, it's not racism in your heart. You know, you can do some things and not be aware that you're doing them. And I think that that's largely the case with President Trump. Now, you can say with his genius and his great wealth and his accomplishments over the years, he should be better informed. You know, that's a legitimate argument. But the man apparently not informed. You can just listen to some of the things that he said. I mean, for instance, you know, he and John Lewis have had some back and forth. And he, you know, constantly is saying to John Lewis that, you know, his district is broken down and whatnot. Well, John Lewis's district is the city of Atlanta. Black entrepreneurship and city of Atlanta are synonymous.
Well, it seems like you're negating your own argument then, because he believes it. In his ignorance, well, he believes what he says, and therefore it means that's what's in his heart.
Well, no, I wouldn't go as far as to say that because he thinks he knows something, that's what's in his heart. You know, he could be misinformed from a source that he considers credible.
All right, everybody. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. That was Isaac Newton Ferris, nephew of Martin Luther King Jr., completely twisted up on his definition of racism and all that. But he was right to say Donald Trump's not racist. But what was funny about the interview was Don Lemon. He can't believe what he's hearing. Surely you have to believe that these are racist comments and this, that, and the other. And I come back to this idea that, no, you don't have to believe that. You can look for racism and pretend that that's racist, but it's not. And it's so interesting to hear the other side of this argument. But the problem is nobody intelligent is arguing back. No offense to Mr. Ferris, but he did not wage a good argument. Now, I would have said, look, Don, you guys are looking for racism because somebody tells you the truth about your house. If I went to your house and your house was a pigsty, and I said, man, I went in that dude's house, his house was a pigsty, and you're mad at me because I've outed you for your house being a pigsty, and let's say I went into 50 pigsties all belonging to black people, and I went, man, every black person else I go into is a pigsty. Would you say it's racist, or would you say that's my observation? I mean, I've given enough examples of how this is such a lunacy to be discussing this over and over and over. These guys hear racism wherever, they hear it in the wind. They see it in the tree leaves as they blow. Look at that. Look at that. They see it in the clouds. Look at those. Ooh, look at them. Racist. They see it everywhere. Google academic racism, stuff like that. You'll be shocked what you come up with. Math is racist. Hard work is racist. And I could go on. The craziest notions on the planet are that the left are going to tell you are racist. It just boggles the mind. And it makes a guy like me wonder, what's your agenda? Explain to me what isn't racism. Even when there is no racism, you know what the left says? You aren't aware of it. That's what Don Lemon is alluding. You're too ignorant to even know that you're racist when you're not being racist because it's latent inside of you. Okay, so it's kind of like my latent blackness, right? I could be black. So Don, explain to me this. If I can be whatever I want to be, and I profess to be black at this moment, am I now still a racist? I'm just using their own logic against them. I don't get this. So what do we do? I believe that, and this comes up because, as I say all the time, you guys say things to me like, Kevin, I could say the things that you say if I was black. And I go, no, I'd say this if I were white. And I talk about feminism. I'm not a woman, but I criticize feminism all the time. I've criticized feminism in meetings with Fox executives, who, by the way, the top three that I deal with are all women. And I criticize it. I tell them this. I think feminism sucks. I love that you ladies are in power. Technically, you're signing my deals. I work for you. I have no problem with that. But I have to believe you got here on merit. Because if I believe that you got here because for any other reason, then I don't have any respect for you. I believe you got here on merit. And unless I'm told otherwise by you, I'm going to believe that. I believe you're good at what you do. I believe that's why you got hired. I believe that's why Rupert Murdoch flew in here, had a meeting. I was in New York when this occurred, when there was a big change going on at Fox. And Suzanne came into my meeting, says, Kevin, I'm in a meeting with Rupert, but I wanted to make sure I saw you. And I said, I'm glad you did. And, you know, to leave her meeting with Rupert Murdoch to come see little old me. And I said, you know what? That shows me you respect. You respect my work. I respect yours. She knows I respect her work. A lot of changes going on there, but you can't be afraid to say what it is and who you are. And this is where I talk about the laws of attraction. Many people believe that the law of attraction is about finding love, and you hear things like opposites attract. But instead, it's about willing one's fate. Now, theologians may argue that God knows one's fate. Perhaps. I believe that. But it can't hurt to think positive thoughts. And the way you think positive thoughts is you say, it's all God's plan. Whatever happens, it's all God's plan. I'm going to do my part because God put this thing inside of me that says, go out there, Kevin, and work hard and do it not for the glory of self, not for the glory of man, not for the accolades and the things that may come, but do it because you believe in something in the greater good, something bigger than you, better than you, and it has nothing really to do with you. You're just a cog in the wheel, but you understand that. The first instance of law of attraction phrase appeared in print was in 1877 in a book called Isis Unveiled. It was a book by a Russian occultist and a theosophist. Her name was Helena Blavatsky. And there's no sense in going into all the details around her book, but the essential belief of the law of attraction is that by focusing on positive or negative thoughts, you can bring positive or negative experiences into your life. The belief is based on the idea that people and their thoughts are both made from pure energy, and through this process of like energy attracting like energy, a person can improve their health, their wealth, their personal relationships. It's difficult to argue what optimism does to your life. Like my grandmother says, if you fall down in a bunch of pony poop, you should come out of it looking for a pony. I use that quite often, but it's so true. Mind over matter. I was talking to one of my employees the other day, and she was down. And I told her, I said, what good is that going to do you? I go, look, I feel for you, because that's what you're supposed to say from a psychological standpoint. I understand what you're going through. You want to know why? Because I've been there. Now, you want to ask me, did it help that I brooded over it? That I was, oh, I don't know. I don't know, man. Well, shoot, we'll see. Doesn't help. Doesn't help one bit. So why am I going to brood? I'm going to say, you know what? People have been through what I'm going through. People have gotten through what I'm going through. And that's that. Get up and get to it, because life's going to move on. And let me tell you why this fits what we're doing. Because we can either look at the left and what they're doing and say to ourselves, I don't know. I don't think anything's ever going to happen to Hillary. I don't think anything's ever going to happen. I don't think politics is going to change. And I'm looking around here, folks, and I'm seeing politics changing right before your very eyes. Every single day, positively in our favor. And I hope that you finally get it within yourself, that you say, I'm out of the closet, I'm all in for Donald Trump and his policies. Not Trump, his policies. I'm in for Trump's policies. We don't have to be all gung-ho over the man, but we can doggone sure support what works. Talk about your portfolio. Talk about how good you feel, why you went out and bought something, why you're going to start a business for yourselves. Got to leave it there.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.